wanted to tell you thank you very much for your program, and y'all's station is the first station we started listening to together. It made us come into a decision of coming to Christ, and I'm looking to get into the ministry here in Lubbock, Texas with our church, and God's been speaking so much to me, and I just want to tell y'all thank y'all very much, and thank God that people like y'all also exist.
That's why we're here. What an encouraged shot in the arm. Some B12 right there. Thank you, man. That's why we do what we do. And do we get an opportunity to impact, influence, speak the truth as we understand it from God's word to a world through radio, through our podcast, through our digital social and everything that we do. And that's why we're here, Intentional Living, as we move into this brand new month of July. Can't believe it. I was asking my grandkids, when you go back to school, and they go back early in Arizona, I think they're going back on August 7th. They're only like, what, another 4 weeks? It's still 100 degrees when they go back. Anyway, today we're going to continue a discussion from last Friday when we talked about this thing of coming to Christ, the power of coming to Christ, and knowing that it doesn't happen generally in a vacuum. We're impacted by other people, by situations. The Holy Spirit obviously leading us. We know that we're drawn to Him. That's what I believe. And when we feel that call, boy, we should respond. And maybe today, as you hear some stories, you'll be drawn to Christ. So I hope you stick with me for the next 28 minutes or so as we talk about the stories of people, real life stories, what brought people to Christ. Ralph in Michigan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What brought you to Christ, Ralph?
Well, 2017, late in the year, I was having some pretty bad heartburn, and the doctor took me in, had me looked at, and the lower end of the esophagus, where it attaches to the stomach, had some issues, and they got done testing it, found out it was cancer, and April, the 22nd or the 23rd, I accepted Christ.
Mm.
And in May, the 25th, I went in for surgery. They took my esophagus off up to my throat and moved my stomach up behind my lungs. And that's been 6 years now. And I've been with Christ almost 6 years. Actually, a little over 6 years, I guess. And, you know, you have a meltdown now and then, but I'm so blessed. He answers so many prayers that it's just crazy. And it's good. I'm so glad it happened. But, I don't know where I'd be right now. I don't know where I'd be or what I'd be doing. I don't know at all, but it sure has blessed me.
So reality brought you to Christ, the reality of the brevity of life.
Cancer is one of these things that, you know, if you die, you die. But if you die with Christ, you have a chance to go to heaven. So It's the only alternative to just say, the heck with the devil and get this over with, you know, and live the life, you know. Mm-hmm. Be with the Christian people at the Baptist church that I go to. And I've been there right around 6 years, just after I had surgery. And I've made our marriage a lot better. It's just amazing. Mm. Just amazing what God has done.
Well, I appreciate your story, and I know I'm sure you still have the physical struggles, but you have a new hope.
No, not really. I'm 100%. Wow. I work. I'm going to be 70, and I'm still painting. And
good for you.
I'm just blessed. That's all I can say is God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good. And listen, Ralph, my friend, you just shared the story with more people than you'll probably be able to share individually in a lifetime, all around the country and parts of the world, too. You know, sometimes I do a whole lesson here at Intentional Living on my conferences and so on. I talk about oh no moments and aha moments. Ralph had an oh no moment. Maybe you've had an oh-no moment. Your spouse says, I'm having an affair. I'm done. Oh, no. You get a call and it's cancer. Oh, No. Your son or daughter is caught on drugs, or you lose your job. I mean, you name it. The oh no's come in a lot of different sizes and shapes, but oh no moments have a way of waking us up to the fact that we're not in all that much control of life. Right? Come on. We dress up pretty well in America to think we're in control of things, but we aren't. And then the aha moments are when, like maybe today, you hear these stories and you say, hey, boy, my spirit is being drawn to Christ because I just recognize I can't do this on my own. I need him. That becomes what we call an aha moment. All right, Angela, you're in Texas, it says. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good. I appreciate your call. What caused you to get on the phone and call me today?
Well, I was calling to tell you about who brought me to Christ.
Okay.
It was 1962, and I was about 8 years old in a small town at Chillicothe, Ohio. And it was a Sunday morning. I was sitting in church listening to the pastor preach, sitting next to my mom in the pew, and I began crying. My mom felt that it was the Holy Spirit, and indeed it was. And she took me forward and spoke to the pastor briefly, and he knelt with me right there at the altar in front of the entire church and led me to the Lord. That was Pastor Deer. And it stuck. Yes. I served the Lord. I'm closing in on 70 years now. I'm very grateful to my mom's sensitivity and to that precious pastor in that small church serving faithfully who knelt one Sunday morning with a little girl and led her to the Lord.
Mm. Just telling the truth. Probably wasn't the greatest sermon that he ever gave, but he just spoke the truth, and obviously the Holy Spirit was drawing you. How old were you, did you say, Angela?
I was going on 8.
8 years old. Go ahead.
We were raised in church, and we were there. We were the kind of family that was there 3 times a week, which I never resented. I always felt very sensitive to the Lord and fell in love with him at a young age, took everything very seriously. But I didn't know when I was crying why I was crying. But when I knelt at that altar and he told me about salvation in very simple terms, I understood that's what I wanted. And I did receive the Lord at that moment.
You know, Angela, your story reminds me to encourage every Sunday school worker out there today. You're giving your time to teach those rambunctious first, second, third, fifth graders in Sunday school, and you're not knowing if they're paying attention, or the Awana program, or child evangelism, and our friends and our sister ministry at Youth Haven that are bringing kids from the inner city that never get a chance perhaps to be in that kind of a environment to hear about Christ, but to be encouraged that young people get it when they simply hear the truth, right? And and make sure that is communicated clearly.
Yeah. Right. It was just a simple truth for me at a very young age, but it was very meaningful. And I thank God for Pastor Deer. I'll see him in heaven. I never got to thank him or let him know in this life what he did for me, but I've been very grateful for him since then.
Appreciate your story, Angela. Thanks for sharing it today.
Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome. Lots of encouragement. And I mean that, by the way, when we got a large church we go to, and I think there's like 500 kids in the program at church, something like that. All I know is they're all over the place. And I look at these workers, these men and women who are working with these kids, and I have to be honest with you, I'm exhausted just watching. You know, everybody has a different calling. And I have to admit, that hasn't been my call. But I watch the youth workers and the kids workers and the things they do and the energy levels they have to work with those kids. But you're penetrating the hearts of these kids. And some of you coming off summer camp, you've had a camp and program with those kids, and God bless you. And our daughter-in-law, because she's such a servant, they always call her to go and serve in these summer camps. So she's been serving in these summer camps. God bless her. Probably no air conditioning and a bunk bed, right? I'm just, I don't know, Jennifer. That's, I don't know about you.
That is true God's work.
That's God's work. That they're going to get a spot in heaven that I'm not going to get, right? Because of that. All right. And I think that's true, by the way. Vince is in Michigan. Hi, Vince. How you doing?
I'm good, Vince. Dr. Randy, how are you doing?
Good. Appreciate your call. How'd you come to Christ?
Actually, I don't know if mine's a little bit different or not, but the way I recall it, I pretty much came to the end of myself. I didn't come to the Lord till I was 40 years old, and through a lot of back pain, I earned myself a herniated disc, L4, L5. Mm. Got to the point where I didn't even feel I could carry on. Found myself on my hands and knees in my parents' basement because the pain was so bad, with tears in my eyes. Raised in a Catholic family, never really grabbed the hold of it, right, wrong, or indifferent. But I was on my hands and knees, and I just outright told the Lord, and you can tell him anything you want. I said, you know what? I don't even know if you exist. But if you do, I need some help because I can't go any further. The short story is, from that day forward, I had multiple people telling me, you should go to church. Hey, Vince, why don't you come to church with us? Go to church. And I found a church. And within 6 months, my back pain was cut in half. Mm. Within a year, the back pain is gone. This is 25 years ago. You don't do the things that I've done. I'm working 55 hours a week. I pick up heavy stuff. God is good. I didn't come to the Lord till I was 40, and I started helping out in church, and the Lord brought me a beautiful bride, and now I find myself at the age of 65, and today my 16-year-old son just got his driver's license.
That's a whole new thing, isn't it? Wow, I guess so. I guess not.
And marriage is marriage. It's a workout. I had somebody ask me, we were married for 5 years. Well, how's that marriage going? Oh, it's like about 5 minutes underwater. But we keep on working at it. We keep on swinging away. We keep God in the center.
That's key.
Jesus in the center.
Yeah.
And it works. And yeah. I've had so many people tell me how awesome and how good and how much they appreciate my young man, my son, and we just keep on swinging away. And I'm just eternally grateful. God is good. Last weekend, it doesn't need to be said, but I guess I'll say it anyway. We did just join Intentional Living. I've been listening to Intentional Living now for maybe 2 or 3 months.
Great.
And you guys are making a difference.
Thank you. Where in Michigan are you, Vince?
We live in CAPAC, Michigan. CAPAC, C-A-P-A, cows and pigs and chickens. I'm on my way to work now. I work nights, grinding gears, keeping airplanes in the sky. And life is, it's a workout, but it's temporary. And I am looking, the older I get, I'm looking more and more forward to the days when I do get to praise the Lord all day long. Mm-hmm. And that, but for right now, he's got me here, and I'll probably be working till I'm 70, and good Lord willing, I'll be able to see and witness and share my life with my grandchildren.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're making a difference in lives of people, and thank you, Vince, for being a part of Intentional Living, for catching the vision to be a part of it. You know what, we're small part of the overall ministry of Family Life of Family Life Radio and Intentional Life Media, funded separately, and all the support that came in to close out this last year has been helpful. I'll give a report on that in a few days. But I just want to say thanks to you, Vince, and many others who are supporting us every month. Just a comment before we go to a break. Did you notice Vince said he gave his life to Christ, but it wasn't a while until that pain disappeared? Sometimes God has a way of dealing with something right away. But sometimes, like Vince, it's an opportunity to grow. Because we can grow in pain. We can grow in suffering. Because faith isn't just a matter of, hey, I'm feeling good today. Intentional living is finding out what's God's intention when you're at the bottom. I mean, it's just as much God's intention when you're at the bottom as it is when you're at the top. In fact, sometimes more so, knowing what it is. All right, Vince, thank you for your call. Cows, what do you say? Cows, pigs, and chickens, and Vince there in Michigan. I'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Dr. Randy, this is Sam, and 2 years ago, I intentionally decided to live the intentional life by waking up in the morning and thanking God for everything that He has done for me. Also, during the day, I take time to thank Him, and thank Him again at night when I go to bed. And you know, that has made a real difference in my life. I'm more peaceful, I have more joy, and I get more encouragement to seek Him in His Word. I also like to get your address so I can make a contribution to your ministry. God bless.
Hey, listen, all the information about supporting the ministry is online. Our mailing address, you can give online as well. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. If you just joined us and maybe this is all new to you, what is intentional living? Very simple. Here's what we believe. When I was looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, which is a powerful passage reminding us about the decay of the body and how we're getting older, and eventually it'll decay, but God is preparing a home for us. And then Paul says, it's the love of Christ that compels us. That's what he says. And you know, that really fits into what we do. Because God's intentional love compels us to share with people the fact that when we are intentional in our walk with Him, we can experience life as He intended. And that's really the goal. That's why we do this. And I want to thank those of you who have been supporting us. We're in this new fiscal year now, your monthly support, like Vince, who says, hey, I want to be a part of this. Thank you, Vince. Would you come and be a part of it as well? We'll make sure you get access to all of our teaching and the things that we do online, and you're going to make a difference in this new season. What do you do? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Let me see. Casey, is it Casey in Georgia? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you giving me a call. Why is it you called today? What would you like to share?
I just kind of felt led to kind of share. I've kind of grew up in the church. So, you know, you always think, you know, oh, I know God, we're good, you know, all that stuff. And I've come to a season where God has allowed, I mean, there, I'm going through a separation in my marriage, but God is going to use it for good. One day I'm going to be able to tell my story. And God is going to get me through this. God is going to get us through this. And me and Him will be better through this than ever before. And God is just using this to get us back to Him because He knew that we were not near Him. But through this, I have been able to, I can say now that I have a relationship with God now. And I know that He is using this for a purpose, and that one day I will be able to tell my story and be able to help someone else get through the same type of situation and be able to just know that God is always there for them and God is always there for me, and He will get us through this time I just have to be patient and wait and just keep my faith.
That's a great story. Can I encourage you with a verse? You know, I'm thinking of the passage that says, greater is he that is in you, Casey, than he that is in the world. Greater is he in your marriage than Satan, who will try to destroy it. And I want to ask you, we've got thousands of people listening all around the world, podcast, radio, online. What is your prayer request right today for you and your marriage?
I just pray that God brings me and my husband back to God and then back together with each other. Be able to raise our family together.
You know what? I would join you in that prayer request, Casey, because I believe in that. I know there's power when two people before God just humbly say, hey, it ain't working. And we trust you, Lord, to give us guidance and maybe counselors to come alongside, because there's wisdom in that with the right counselors to make this thing work the way you intended. Because you know what? When we go back, there was a point you guys were in love. There was a point when it worked. And what happens is, like so many things, they get botched up, as my mother used to say. That's a botch job. We got botched up. Well, I don't know what that means, other than it gets to be a problem, right? And when that happens in marriage, we got to back it up, almost rewind and say, hey, let's get back to where the first love. Let's get back to what God's intention is. Thousands of people praying for you today, Casey. Appreciate your call. Remember, Casey. Michelle's in Michigan. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How'd you come to Christ, Michelle?
Well, I don't know that this is if it's normal or strange, but I was sitting on my bed wrapping my sister's birthday present, which is April 19th, 25 years ago, and a TV show came on, and he said to accept, if you know, to accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, and I don't know why, but I felt very compelled to do it, and I did. And so that's how I came to Christ. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted you to know that whether it was TV or whether it's radio, how far your voice goes.
Yeah, well, it's not weird. I mean, The truth is the truth. You know, the Bible says whenever I'm talking about Jesus, whenever I'm lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. And that can happen in an auditorium, in a church. It can happen at a crusade. It can happen having coffee with a friend. It can happen by listening to the radio. We've got stories. And some of you could share if we just said, hey, call in and tell us how radio impacted your life and how radio brought you to Christ. It wasn't radio. It was the Holy Spirit touching you miles away. You know, God doesn't need a radio frequency or a TV channel to reach people, but the voice of truth comes through and impacts someone. And we're a part of the process. So it isn't weird at all, Michelle, because 25 years later, you can call in and say, wow, this is real. God changed my life.
Yes, definitely that. I have a substance to my, I knew my job, I know it very well, but I have a conversation, I can talk to people that has substance now rather than how's the weather, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, absolutely. God bless you. Television, radio, internet now, we use that as well. Powerful, and video, we got some powerful videos, by the way. We've produced some really powerful things you can find on our website at theintentionallife.com. Hope you'll do that. Every time worry strikes, do this one thing. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. Did you know that 40% of Americans report being more anxious today than they were 1 year ago? And when you're anxious, here's one thing you can do. Just breathe. Did you know in the book of Job 33, verse 4, it says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. That's a beautiful picture for those of us who may struggle with anxiety. Can I encourage you to do this one thing? breathe in God's intentional love and then breathe out the worry that you're carrying today in your life. Practice that every day. Maybe make it a time that's set for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes every day just to breathe and enjoy God's presence. When you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
All right, let's practice that. Breathe in God's intentional love. Come on, breathe in slowly and then breathe out that anxiety, that worry, that fear. Maybe today, beyond that, to say, Lord, I ask you to come into my life. Fill that space. I give my life to you today. That's our message. Steven's the producer around here. Steven, we use radio. That's the thing we do. And you've been a part of radio a long time.
Yeah. I have, yeah. Long time. This is a great story. This is from like 35 years ago, back before there was internet. Okay, I was working for Moody Broadcasting in Chicago, and we had a thing called Letter Week. And Letter Week was where people...
What's a letter?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We had people send letters with checks to support the ministry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember checks.
Okay, yeah. And so, and this was the first time we went satellite. Okay. And so, and we got this letter from this guy and he said, and he was listening to Mike Kellogg, who was our overnight guy. He said, Mike, I was sitting on the couch with a gun in my lap. Mm. And I turned on this radio and I heard this deep voiced guy saying, talking about Jesus. I said, I put the gun down and I asked Jesus into my heart.
Wow. That's what radio does.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
That's one of the reasons I'm involved in radio is because it's such an intimate communication. It's you and me. I mean, I see you there, picture in my mind, you and your car and your home. That's why we do this. And the second reason that we don't do television is because you don't want to see me. Well, I don't know if my grandkids would agree, but that's okay. My grandkids love me. Okay, listen, we got to wrap up the show today. I hope something's hit home for you to encourage you. Love to hear your story. You can share it on our storyline at theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717 and press number 2. Intentional Living is a ministry of Family Life Communications, or Family Life Media, rather, and Family Life Radio, and that's why we exist. That's why we're here. I thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for your support. I thank you for helping us reach more people for Christ every day, including today. Thank you, Jennifer, for your part. Stephen, thank you, our senior producer, for our entire team upstairs and all the work they do. God bless you. I'll be back next time. We'll be here. More help from Intentional Living. See you then.